All right, so are you ready to like really get into it? This time we're diving deep into one of the most famous UFO events in history. It's the Rendlesham Forest incident, and you guys have sent in some really cool stuff for this deep dive, like firsthand accounts, even a transcript from Lieutenant Colonel Halt himself. So, I think we should just get right to it.
Yeah, I agree. That's a really good idea.
Okay.
Having all these different sources is really helpful. You know, it means we can go beyond the basic facts and look at all the little details, all the stuff that usually gets missed in these big UFO stories. You know what I mean? It's like the personal experiences that make it real for people, I think.
For sure.
Yeah.
So, for anyone listening who might not know the basics, this all happened in December 1980 at RAF Bentwaters in Woodbridge, which is in Suffolk in the UK. We're talking about multiple witnesses, strange lights, military investigations. It's a really big deal. But the stuff you guys sent us goes even deeper than that, I think.
Oh, yeah, for sure. We've got Halt's transcript, like you said, but we've also got discussions from online forums and personal emails and all this other stuff. It's like we're putting together a puzzle, but using pieces from like tons of different puzzles.
Okay, so let's start with Halt's audio transcript.
Okay.
It's the one that's labeled document.pdf. So this is Halt. He was the deputy base commander at the time, and he's recording this on the second night of the whole Rendlesham thing.
Makes sense that his position means a lot to this whole thing.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's not like some random person wandering around the woods.
Yeah.
This is a serious military guy taking it all very seriously.
Right. And even if you just read the transcript, it's still pretty creepy. It's nighttime Halt, and his guys are in the forest, and they're using a Geiger counter, and they start getting these crazy readings.
And when we say crazy, we mean like way higher than normal background radiation.
Yeah.
This is where all the sciencey stuff gets super interesting. So Geiger counters measure ionizing radiation. And while some of that just exists naturally in the environment, these high readings, they're definitely not normal. Something weird was happening.
Okay, but I mean, high readings by themselves, maybe that's not super convincing. What else did they find?
Well, they found these like dents in the ground, right? Near where the Geiger counter was going nuts. And there were also these weird marks on the trees, like almost burn marks or scratches, but they were all facing toward these dents in the ground.
You mean like something had landed there?
Yeah, that's one possibility, and that's definitely what Halt was thinking too. They even used one of those starlight scopes, you know, the things that can see heat, and it picked up heat signatures on those trees.
Really? And all this is in the transcript.
Yeah, it's all there. There's even a part where you can actually hear Halt say, "Hey, this is eerie." It's like you can actually feel how weird it was being there in the forest.
Yeah, that doesn't sound like a typical military guy unless something really strange is happening. So what about the lights? I know most people think of Rendlesham and they think of those mysterious lights in the sky.
Right. Yeah, that's a little bit later in the transcript. They see this little red light going through the trees and they try to follow it, but then it just vanishes. Actually, the recording ends with them watching more weird stuff happening in the air, but we can get back to that later. What really gets me is that even with his military background, Halt doesn't just assume it's some plane or something.
Okay, so we've got these high readings, weird markings, heat signatures. But I mean, those could all have an explanation that we just haven't thought of, right? What if there was some secret military stuff happening in that area and they just didn't know about it? Or maybe something natural was causing those readings.
Yeah, those are good points for sure, and it's important to consider other possibilities.
Yeah.
But what makes Rendlesham so interesting is that there's even more evidence than just that.
Right.
You sent us some amazing stories from people who were actually stationed at that base.
Yeah, like Palmer's story. It's in document8.pdf. This wasn't during those December events. This was actually a few weeks earlier.
Okay.
This guy Palmer, he was a security policeman at RAF Woodbridge.
And this is interesting because it shows that something strange was happening at this base even before the big Rendlesham events.
So tell me about what Palmer experienced.
Okay, so picture this. He's at Eastgate.
Okay.
We'll talk about why that place is important later, but he's basically just watching for anything unusual. And then he sees this light in the sky. It's moving all over the place, nothing like he's ever seen before.
And he's a trained security policeman, so he would know all about normal aircraft and stuff,
Yeah,
right?
exactly. So he reports what he saw, and things get really crazy from there. This huge craft, way bigger than the first one, with green and blue lights, flies right over him. It's so close that he feels like he's bathed in its light. And then, poof, it's gone.
Okay, now this is where it gets wild. He realizes that he's lost track of time. Like, what happened during those missing minutes?
Yeah, this missing time thing happens a lot in UFO stories, and nobody really knows why. Some people think it's because the UFO messes with how we experience time, maybe even by messing with space-time itself.
Whoa, that's crazy.
Makes you wonder what those people actually went through during that lost time.
And get the, he doesn't even freak out. He sees this crazy craft lose his time, and he's just like, whatever about it. Maybe it was just too much to handle.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But he wasn't the only one who saw something at Eastgate. Document9.pdf talks about another sighting, but this one was even earlier in February 1980. Aaron Duffield saw this UFO split into three pieces and then just zoomed off.
So same location, different time, same weird stuff in the air. It's almost like Eastgate was some kind of a, I don't know, like a hot spot for this stuff.
Right, like a beacon that drew these things in.
Yeah.
That's an interesting thought for sure. Definitely something worth looking into more. But we can't forget about the people who saw this stuff. These stories, they're just a tiny part of what happened. Mm-hmm. There were tons of people there, and a lot of them haven't said anything for years.
And that's where document3.pdf comes in, right? It talks about how people are trying to find and talk to these witnesses, the people who might have the missing pieces of this whole puzzle.
Exactly. One of the names mentioned is Staff Sergeant T-Arm. And in Georgina Bruni's book, You Can't Tell the People, he claims that he actually touched one of these crafts. Can you imagine?
Wow, chills. What would that even feel like? What did it look like up close?
We can only guess for now, but hopefully we'll get more info soon. In document9.pdf, it mentions a book that's being written by Halt Rail and somebody else who was there. Think about all the stuff they could tell us.
It's like waiting for the next chapter in a really good book. Okay, so we've got these different witnesses, some physical evidence, but there's one person in the story who I think really changes everything.
General Peter, you mean?
Yeah, him.
Yeah.
Document7.pdf Jan talks about him. So this is a high-ranking military guy who not only knew about Rendlesham, but actually seemed interested in it. He even talked to Bruni about her book. What do you think about that?
That's definitely weird. Some people think he might be one of those white hats, you know?
Yeah.
Like people in the government or the military who are secretly trying to tell everyone about UFOs.
So this is someone with access to top secret stuff, maybe even some answers about Rendlesham.
Right. And that's what makes it so interesting. What does he know? Why is he paying attention to all of this now?
Talk about a rabbit hole. We've got all these sightings, physical evidence, high-ranking military guys interested in it all. It's like we're living in an X-Files episode.
Yeah, it's like, where does reality end and fiction begin, right?
Yeah.
But what makes Rendlesham even crazier is what was going on in the world back then. Remember, this was during the Cold War, right near a big U.S. Air Force base.
Oh, yeah, that's right. What does that mean for this whole thing?
Well, it makes you think about national security and cover-ups and whether the government knows way more about UFOs than they're letting on. Do they see this as some kind of threat? Did they try to keep it quiet so people wouldn't panic?
Okay, so let's say these things really were aliens. What were they doing here? Were they just watching us? Was it dangerous?
That's a tough question. And we may never know the answer. We just don't have enough info to know what they wanted. But it's a question that has made people come up with tons of theories and debates.
Speaking of theories, there's one that I think is super cool, and it's about the location itself.
You mean the one about Rendlesham Forest being chosen because it's close to all those ancient places like Stonehenge?
Yes. Some researchers think those old sites might have some kind of special energy that attracts UFOs. Like, they're drawn to these places for a reason we just don't get.
That's a really cool idea, for sure. It makes you think that maybe UFOs don't just show up randomly, you know? Maybe there are certain places, whether it's geography or energy, that make them appear.
And don't forget about that whole time loop theory. That one says that the whole thing happened inside this loop of time, which might explain why people lost time.
Yeah, that time loop idea really messes with how we understand physics and reality. Imagine a chunk of time just playing over and over, maybe even trapping people inside. It's mind-blowing.
Seriously makes you question everything you thought you knew about how the universe works. But what about the people who try to say that UFOs aren't real? They might say this was all just natural stuff or people seeing things wrong.
Well, it's always good to be skeptical. But in this case, a lot of the witnesses were trained military guys, you know?
Yeah.
People whose job it was to look at the sky and identify aircraft.
They wouldn't mistake a shooting star for a spaceship, right?
Exactly. They're professionals, and their stories haven't changed much, even after all these years.
It's hard to say they were just imagining things or getting it wrong when you think about who they are and how detailed their stories are.
And then you add in the physical evidence, those crazy Geiger counter readings, the marks on the trees, the heat signatures. It's like pieces of a puzzle that we need to figure out.
So it's not just stories. There's real data to back it up. So what does it all mean? What's the big takeaway here?
I think the most important thing is that the Rendlesham Forest incident is still one of the most interesting and well-documented UFO cases we have. The number of people who saw it, how similar their stories are and all the physical evidence make it really hard to just ignore.
It definitely makes you think about what we know about the world and whether we're alone in the universe.
Totally. It makes us question what we think we know, explore the unknown, and stay open to the idea that we might not be alone out there.
Yeah, it really makes you think, doesn't it, about what else is out there. And it's not just about aliens. I think this case also tells us something about people you know, like about human nature.
I think I see what you mean. These people saw something that just didn't make sense. Something that, like, totally messed with their idea of how the world works. And that experience, it stayed with them.
Yeah, exactly. It shows how curious we are as humans, you know? Like, we need to understand the universe and where we fit into it all.
And it reminds us that there's still so much we don't know about. So many mysteries still out there.
Okay, but let's try to look at it from the other side for a second. What if these things weren't aliens? Could there be another reason for those high Geiger counter readings? We talked about maybe there's some secret military stuff happening there.
Right. That's a good point. And it's true. We can't be 100% sure about anything. But what's interesting about these readings is how strange they are. Remember Geiger counters, they measure ionizing radiation. And some of that is totally normal, you know, like certain rocks and minerals give off radiation naturally.
But you're saying these readings were way higher than that normal background level.
Exactly. And they were mostly around those weird dents in the ground, remember? So it's like there was a specific something causing it, not like the whole forest was suddenly radioactive.
So if it wasn't something natural, what else could it be?
Well, some people think that maybe really advanced engines, like the kind you'd need for spaceships, they might leave radiation behind. It's just a theory, of course, but some scientists are looking into it.
That's wild. It makes you wonder about what would happen to the environment if spaceships really are flying around here, you know?
It's a good question, especially if they start coming more often or if we ever figure out how to build those kinds of spaceships ourselves.
Okay, let's go back to General Ralston for a minute. If he really is one of those white hats, like... Some people think, what does that mean for everything? Does it tell us anything about how the government is dealing with this whole UFO thing?
That's a big question, and it's hard to say for sure. But if there really are people in the government trying to tell us about UFOs, it might mean that they're finally admitting that this is real. You know, that it's something we need to take seriously.
Yeah, like it flips the whole conspiracy theory thing on its head. Instead of people hiding stuff, you've got people trying to tell the truth.
Exactly. And it makes you wonder even more, what kind of information do they have? Why are they telling us now? And what does it all mean for how we see ourselves in the universe?
The plot thickens.
It does. And that's part of what makes Rendlesham so fascinating. It's a story that's still going with new information popping up all the time.
Speaking of new information, you mentioned that book, Halt Rail, and someone else who was there are writing. Do you think that might finally give us some answers?
I think it could definitely add a lot to the story.
Yeah.
These are the people who are there right in the middle of it all. They might know things that haven't been shared before.
Yeah, like what did they see that didn't get into the official reports? Maybe they had personal experiences that could help us understand what happened.
It's exciting to think about the possibilities.
Yeah.
And it shows how important it is to keep researching and investigating. There's so much we still don't know. And their stories could be the key to figuring it all out.
You know, something that struck me as we've been talking is how many different types of evidence there are in Rendlesham. We've got eyewitness accounts, physical traces, like those marks on the trees, weird Geiger counter readings, even people losing time. It's like this case has everything.
Yeah, it's true. It's not just one type of evidence. It's all these different things pointing to the same weird event.
And that makes it harder to just ignore it, wouldn't you say? I mean, if it was just lights in the sky, maybe you could say people were seeing things wrong or it was the weather or something. But with all this other stuff going on, it's way harder to explain away.
Yeah, definitely. It makes us think that something really strange might have actually happened in Rendlesham Forest.
Okay, but what about the skeptics? They might say that even with all this evidence, there could still be a normal explanation. What would you say to them?
I'd say it's good to be skeptical, but we shouldn't let that stop us from looking at all the possibilities. Scientists, researchers, even the government have looked into Rendlesham. And they still don't have a good explanation for what happened.
So the mystery is still out there.
Yeah. And that's okay. Sometimes the most interesting questions are the ones that are really hard to answer.
It's like they say, the more you learn, the more you realize you don't know.
Exactly. And Rendlesham is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
The deeper we go, the more questions we find.
Wouldn't it be awesome if we could travel back in time and actually see it all happen, you know? to see what they saw, to feel what it was like that night.
Now that would be amazing, wouldn't it? To actually experience something that has become such a famous UFO event. But even if we can't go back in time, we can still use our imagination.
That's what makes this so interesting. It's not just everyday stuff. It's something extraordinary.
It is. And it makes us ask questions, keep searching for answers, and never stop being curious.
So we've talked about the evidence, the theories, what it all could mean. But what do you think is the most important part of Rendlesham? What makes it different from other UFO cases?
For me, it's the way it changed the people who were there. They weren't just watching from a distance. They were right in the middle of it. And for a lot of them, it changed their lives.
Yeah, it's about the human side of it, right? It's easy to get caught up in all the technical stuff and the arguments, but at the end of the day, these are real people who saw something they couldn't explain.
Right. And their stories show us that this isn't just about lights in the sky or weird readings. It's about what happens when people come face to face with something completely unknown.
And it makes you wonder about what it all means for us as humans, right? If something really is out there, something smarter than us, what does that mean for the future?
That's the question, isn't it? And it's one that we may never know the answer to, but it's a question worth asking. It should make us think about what we know about the universe and our place in it and be ready to rethink everything.
Whoa, things are getting deep here. But that's what makes this whole topic so interesting. It makes us think about the really big questions about who we are and what's real and all that.
Exactly. And it reminds us that the universe is this huge, mysterious place with all these amazing things that we're just starting to discover.
So as we wrap up this deep dive into Rendlesham, what's the one thing you want our listeners to think about? What's the most mind-blowing part of this case for you?
You know, the thing that really gets me is this. If Rendlesham was a real alien encounter, what were they trying to tell us? Were they just checking us out? Were they trying to talk to us in some way we didn't get? Or was there some other reason they were here, something we might never understand?
Man, that's a heavy question. It's like something out of a sci-fi movie, but it's definitely something to think about. Especially if we ever meet aliens for real, how will we talk to them? Will they be friendly?
It's both exciting and kind of scary, isn't it? But the Rendlesham Forest incident reminds us that we should always be ready for the unexpected. That the universe can surprise us and challenge everything we thought we knew.
Yeah, it's both exciting and a little freaky for sure. But one thing's for certain, this mystery will keep people wondering and fascinated for years to come. And who knows, maybe someday we'll get the answers we're looking for. Until then, the truth is out there somewhere in Rendlesham Forest in the vastness of space. It feels like we've just started to figure this whole thing out, you know? Like, even after all this, I still feel like there's so much more to find out about Rendlesham.
Yeah, that's what's so great about this case. It's like, we have this puzzle, but some of the pieces are missing. And every time we get a new piece or look at it from a different angle, we get a little bit closer to seeing the whole picture.
And even if we never totally solve it, I think the journey is pretty cool, don't you? Like, trying to figure out the unknown and questioning everything we thought we knew, it's all part of what makes this so interesting.
I totally agree. It's like we're on this big intellectual adventure.
Yeah.
You know, putting clues together, trying out different theories, and in the end, we understand the world a little bit better.
I gotta say, before we started this deep dive, I knew the basics of Rendlesham, but I had no idea how much there was to it, how deep this whole thing goes.
Yeah, it shows how complicated this event really was and why people are still so fascinated by it after all these years. There's just something about Rendlesham that makes people curious, makes them want to know more.
And it's not just about UFOs either, right? It's about how much we don't know and the possibility that there are things out there that we can't even imagine.
Absolutely. It makes us rethink everything we thought we knew about reality and accept that maybe our understanding of the universe isn't complete.
Okay, so as we wrap up this deep dive into Rendlesham, what's the one question you'd like our listeners to think about? What's the most mind-blowing part of all this for you?
That's a good question. I think for me, the big question is this. If Rendlesham really was aliens, what were they trying to do? Were they just watching us, trying to say something we didn't understand? Or was there something else going on, something we might never figure out?
Wow, that's a huge question. Like, something out of a movie, but definitely worth thinking about. Especially if we ever do meet aliens. I mean, how would we even talk to them? Would they be friendly?
It's exciting and scary at the same time.
Yeah.
But Rendlesham reminds us to expect the unexpected, that the universe is full of surprises. Things that could change everything we thought we knew about reality.
Definitely both of those things, that's for sure. But one thing's clear, this mystery will keep people talking and thinking for a long time. And maybe someday we'll have the answers, but until then, the truth is out there somewhere in Rendlesham Forest and all those stars out there. Thanks for listening, everybody. I'm